She who loves the lowest. She, the small puppy of a puppy of Sultan, who was the puppy of Spot, who had been one of the first to follow Nav, was called by some the Discoverer, for it was she who had discovered Boris, the second Doggy Lama. And by others she was called She Who Whiffs the Sweet Smell, for it was she who had first sniffed the sweet smell of the Doggy Lama emanating from Boris. When she left Boris, she traveled to the steppes. There she told Bidu, who rejoiced to hear of the new Doggy Lama. Old as he was, with his hips sore and out of joint, he would not travel. But he sent one of his puppies to learn from Boris. And he sent others to tell of the revealing of the second Doggy Lama. Traveled she then to the fertile ground near the Ganges, where she found Pa. So old, yet strong and preaching still, smoking his cigars, she told him and his followers of Boris the Doggy Lama. And Pa saw many of his puppies and their puppies and their puppies jump and frolic and disperse to tell all of the revealing of Boris. She traveled then to the woods near the Aral Sea, to the land where Ralph had taught and shown of love. And there the Ralphist welcomed her, laughing at her stories, rejoicing in the knowledge that a new Doggy Lama would bring more wisdom, more help for them to follow in the path of love that Nav first taught and that Juni had widened. And laughing, prodding and joking, play-bowing and bow-wowing, they chose three of themselves, two humans and one dog, to venture out and tell all of the Doggy Lama, who would keep them strong in the faith of dog. Finally, she came to the cedars of Lebanon, to the land of Spot, her great-grandfather who had passed so long ago, and the land of Sultan, her grandfather, and she barked with joy to be with those who loved as well as she, who could give. Sultan wagged his tail. He wagged and wagged so much to see his beloved granddaughter that his whole body shook. They jumped, they licked, they smelled, they howled and yipped, and all were joyous. And they brought the message to the humans they were teaching, to the humans who had learned to trust by trusting the dogs that Sultan had told of the love of dog. All were glad that the Doggy Lama, though far from them, would teach and lead them to more wisdom, though it might be many years before they would hear his message. From these places other dogs went out, and with them humans, to tell all of the great joy of a new Doggy Lama, of Boris, who taught of the flow of all that Juni had known only at the moment when she was about to die. Boris had found it from what he had learned from her and from his meditation, and would give to all the knowledge that there is no end, no beginning, but only the flow, the becoming that is always becoming. But she, the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, would not stop with those she loved there among the cedars of Lebanon. There were many in that place who knew of dog, who could help those who were helpless, who could teach of love. No, she must travel to find where she could help. She barked goodbye to the memory of Spot, goodbye to Sultan, goodbye to her mother and father, goodbye to the other puppies she had suckled with, goodbye to her puppies, to their puppies. She barked goodbye. This was her great sacrifice, to leave those whom she loved, to travel and to give love to those whom she knew not. She traveled south near the Dead Sea, near to Kelev Tov, from whence Juni had come so long ago. She traveled farther south, farther, until she reached a small place of a few huts near caves that were shelters too. There she found humans and a few dogs, but the dogs were filled with fear, and the humans were not kind. She went to the dogs. She taught them to love, to trust, to go beyond fear, to let the humans touch them, to go beyond the first kick or stone and to return again and again, crouching low, whining, until the humans would touch them, would stroke them, would let them come into their hearts. and the humans were proud, believing they had tamed the wild dogs. And each man pointed to his dog, each woman to her dog, as if it were a possession, comparing, each proclaiming the virtues of their dog. They were proud. Each felt the love of the dog that had picked them as if the man had picked it, as if the woman were the master, proud in the love of their dogs. And the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, was sad, for this was not the love of dog that dogs could teach. This was only the love of getting, of being loved. And she saw among the humans one who was twisted, with black hair unkempt dragging around his face, with eyes that were not clear, who talked and talked and talked to himself of gods and demons and fear in the night. He walked in circles and was distressed, but he did not know of his distress. He saw illusions that filled him with fear. He had killed when the men had fought other people. He had killed and seen his fellows kill. Even those who could not stand, they killed, clubbing them as they lay, as they begged for mercy. Even the babies they had cut apart, bloody, so bloody, so bloody, so that they could be free. And he could not stop thinking of the killing, of the love he had killed. He was shunned by all. He was like unto a leper with no sores but the sores of his mind. His disease of his madness they shunned, lest they be infected with a pus of his dreams. And she, the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, she had compassion for him, not only for his distress, but because she could smell in his life the deep love that had driven him into guilt and fear. She could see in his movements, in the jerk and catch of his walk, in his disconnected speech, she could see the broken bits of love that tormented him, for he could not find how to put them back together in the fear and guilt and regret of all that he had done when he had killed. And she, the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, she went up to him and lay by his side. He noticed her not, but walked in a circle, and in a circle again. And she crept closer. She touched his leg. He drew back as if he, not she, were unclean. Yet she licked him, and he said, "Touch me not, for I am not clean." Yet she licked him again, recognizing in him the great love that had soured yet could still be fresh. And she looked into his eyes, and for the first time in many, many years, his eyes saw. He looked into her eyes, and he found their love, love that he had not killed, love that was offered with no asking, and he stopped. Then he continued, the break in his illusions only a small break, and he walked in circles, and he talked. But he stopped, and he petted her. And she licked him and nuzzled close to him. And for a moment, for only a moment, he felt a small joy. But he remembered the horror he had seen, the horror he had done, and he walked another circle. The next day, the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, would not leave his side, not to eat nor to drink. He knew still to eat and drink the little there was, only the scraps that the other humans would not touch, but which the dogs in their compassion would not eat and left for him. He went and she went with him. He ate and he looked, quizzically, as if something remembering some other life, and offered her to her a small bone, and then a bigger bone. And then he pushed all that there was to her and hurried away. But she would not eat. She would go with him. And she whined and brought him back to the bones and little meat, and they ate together. Another day, and another day, and another day, and the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, the most magnificent of all the dogs any human had ever seen, she who was tall and swift, beautiful in shape and alertness, the most beautiful of silky coats, she would not leave the side of him who suffered. And the humans could not understand. He was mad. He was the crazy one. He did not deserve such a magnificent dog. He deserved no love at all. Each tried to entice her away from the distressed one, offering her the best meat, shunning their own dogs, but she would not leave the side of the distressed ones. And the humans saw in her the unconditional love they had not known, the love that finds in its beloved all of the world, and they saw that there was something, some deep source in the mad one that she, the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, had found. They saw that each is worthy of love, even the lowest among us, and they became ashamed. And each grieved greatly for the pride they had shown, for the evil they had done, and they retreated, each away from the others. Yet with each man went his dog, with each woman her dog, and they learned, the dogs and the humans, to love. And the next morning came out each from his cave, each from her hut, and looked at one another, abashed, yet sweetly, for they had learned in the long night, each at the side of a dog that loved and asked for nothing. They had learned of love that gives and does not take, of love that fears killing a human or dog more than it fears death. And they gathered round and made a sweet fire in the cold early morning, seeing the sun coming up over the mountains in the east, rosy-fingered dawn spreading over the desert. And they all knew that life had only then begun, that freedom was not won with killing, but with love. And she, the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, stayed all her life with the one who was distressed, the one who would walk in circles. For she knew that his love was finding out its way in his jerking and talking. And he became calmer, though not clear. He stroked her, he petted her. He learned to love again, though never clearly. And the humans offered to them the first meat of the slaughter of any sheep, the cooked heart and the dripping fat. And they saw in his madness the sign of love. They saw in his madness the horror of killing. And they learned. And she, the discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell, became known as she who loves the lowest. This is good, she thought. Discoverer, she who whiffs the sweet smell. These were titles that were not her. Any dog who had been looking, who had known the sweet smell, would have discovered Boris and his power of love to be the second doggy llama. It was her luck, nothing, not anything special of her, that had found Boris in his revealing. What was special about her was her deep love for the distressed one. The love she gave and gave and gave, and she was happy to be known as she who loves the lowest. And she told each dog that what was special about us is our love. Our special love for the one to whom we wish to give our love, and then think no more of wishing but only of loving, of the attachment that cannot die. This is what is special. This she taught to them all, both human and dog, by example, by her unconditional love and her teaching. She let them know what she had learned so long ago from the teachers of those who had learned from Nav. There is no way to peace. Peace is the way. And she remained with the distressed one, comforting and helping all her life. And she knew that this was a good life, a life no better could be hoped for she loved, and she taught others to love, and in the love they found some peace.